Welcome back, everybody. I just had a terrible thought. The only show on the internet.
The only show.
That is confirmed.
I am Kyle.
And I'm Ryan.
And I am apparently Duve.
Yay. Special guest time.
Wow, it's good to be back. Last time I was here, it was very, very cold.
Yeah.
And it's warmed up significantly.
Yep, I'm sweating.
This is true. And if you would, Podmaster Kyle, please describe our current situation.
Yeah.
It's a bit different this week.
The conditions this week are a little odd. See, normally I have two chairs in the studio. Each one has a mic and each one has a set of headphones. Well, just recently I broke a pair of headphones and I broke a chair. And then Dave was like, hey, what if I came over? And I was like, that's a good idea. And then I was like, but I guess I'll figure that chair thing out on my own. And I didn't. So I have one working chair and one broken chair. And instead of trying to figure something else out, you know, in terms of seating, trying to like stack things to make fake chairs or something, I dragged everything out into the living room and we are kind of having a little powwow on the floor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, what I thought happened was I asked you, hey, can I guest on the show? And you were like, yeah, sure, I'll break a chair for you. And I was like, yeah. Oh, okay, that's cool. Well, I thought it was just poor planning.
But. Speaking of poor planning, I also wasn't here when Dave showed up because I suggested he show up a little bit later than I had initially intended for him to because I was out with John Kay having some brews. But then it turned out I should have told him to show up even later than that. So I left Dave sitting on the doorstep.
Not to worry.
Briefly. Orion, who's here every week.
Mm-hmm.
Was extra late, so yeah. No problems there, no problems whatsoever. Yeah. So I'm a wee bit tipsy and sweaty from moving all this stuff because I'm way, way out of shape. But Dave,
huh? Yes, you should have told me it was tipsy, sweaty day.
I should have. You know what? I thought about this after you kind of mentioned wanting to come on the show again, and we were glad to have you back. But I kind of thought about this. We probably should have had you on around the 21st.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. The rapture is right. Still coming. It's on its way.
It's nearly upon us.
Mm-hmm. It's, what, like 2-3 weeks away?
Yeah, something like that. I believe that when the May 21st rolls around will be while we are recording an episode of the podcast.
Oh. Yeah, that is fantastic. I think, didn't we have an open invite to Jesus to be on the podcast? When he comes
if
back.
If we didn't, we should have.
Yeah, so we'll throw that out there again, just in case he didn't catch it the first time. Jesus, when you come back, we would love to have you on the show.
Yes, yes.
Immediately afterwards, you will be crucified.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Again.
Hey, yeah, if it worked once, it'll work again. You know.
Yeah, I'm sure he's used to it by now. You know?
Get over it.
It only takes the one time.
Yeah, just power through the pain.
Yeah. So guess what happened to me this week?
You got hit by a bus.
No, close.
Okay.
Well, two things. One is our buddy John Kay, who you may have seen around the Facebook or the forums. He has moved in with me now, and old roommate Mike is gone.
Thank God.
John Kay will probably be on the show soon, but not right now. And we also got a kitty cat named Remus, who might also be on the show at some point. But that isn't actually what I was alluding to when I said that. When I said, guess what happened to me this week? At one point this week, John and I were standing around in the apartment talking about some bullshit, probably boobs or something. And there was a knock at the door.
Was it boobs?
No.
Damn it.
No. So I looked through the peephole and it was a giant black man. I opened the door and this giant black man was like, hey, yo, what's up? My mom stays downstairs because black people don't actually live anywhere. They just stay there temporarily. That's like the nature of black people because I guess they need to be ready when shit goes down to just fucking take off. But anyway, my mom stays downstairs and I lock my keys in my car and I need to get to my dad's place to get my spare keys. And I was wondering if you could give me a ride. And so I reluctantly said yes. And I drove him like 15 minutes away and we drove past some house and he goes, oh, my dad's not home. Shoot. what am I going to do? Turn left here. And he had me driving around in circles for a while. And then Then he says, oh, man, Kyle. Oh, his name was Paul, by the way. So in my head, it was Black Paul because I'm a racist. But anyway, he's got me driving around in circles. He's like, oh, man, Kyle, I hate to have to do this, man, but I think I'm going to have to call a cab. I think I'm going to have you drop me off at my dad's place. I'm going to have to call a cab to get back. Man, I hate to do this, man, but I think I'm going to have to hold on to a couple bucks, man. Oh, so he's trying to get cab fare out of me. And I actually did not have any cash on me.
Yeah.
So I told him that. And he said, oh, man, I was going to pay you right back, too. I said, yeah, I believe you, but I really don't have any cash on me. He said, okay, all right. So then he had me drive around in circles for a little bit longer. And then eventually he had me drop him off at this grocery store that's known as the ghetto grocery store. Which was nowhere near where I live, which is nowhere near where we originated, nor was it anywhere near his supposed dad's place.
Uh-huh.
And the whole time after I figured out that he was scamming me, you know, trying to get money out of me, because before that I was like, I'm doing a guy a favor.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But then when he starts asking me for money, I guess maybe he really would have needed cab fare, but that's a weird mentality.
Oh, yeah.
I could have just taken him back to his mom's place. Once I figured out he was scamming me, I was kind of afraid. When I told him I didn't have any money and we were still driving around, like, where the
fuck? How do I get rid of this guy?
Are you taking me? Why aren't we just going back to where we started? Why are we going way out here? And I was fantasizing in my head, not fantasizing, but like imagining in my head, like what could play out? Like, what am I going to do if I drop him off and he gets out of the car and he like pulls a gun on me? What am I going to do? Like, I don't know. But that would have been really stupid of him though, because if he did get out of the car and pull a gun on me, I really actually didn't have any money. So he would have been like just shooting a white boy for no reason. But I guess that maybe is that that's just on his agenda.
Did he mention a specific amount of money he would need for this cab fare?
No. I imagine if I had been like, okay, how much do you need? He would have just, you know, thrown a random number out.
$100.
There. Yeah, yeah. $100. You know, around here,
just
these
around
cabs,
the corner,
man. Well, you got a tip and shit, right? So
they got to pay rent too.
And I have not seen Black Paul since.
Oh, man. Bummer.
He smelled nice.
Well, that's part of the illusion.
Yeah, I forgot part of the story. When he, as we were driving away from my apartment, he pointed to a parking lot at another apartment building, and he said, that's my Cadillac over there, which is a little weird to begin with, because supposedly his mom stays here in my building.
Yeah.
So why was his car in another building's parking lot? Didn't see a Cadillac when he pointed, but I'm kind of car blind to begin with. Like, I really don't know. I can't tell one car from another.
And why wouldn't he have you just drop him off at his car?
Well, the thing is, he supposedly locked his keys in his car.
Oh,
so he was going to get his spare keys. But he told me he left like $400 on the passenger seat of his car, which...
I do that a lot, so I can see how that would happen.
Well, you know, because I thought I was getting right back in the car, so I was like, okay, $400 right here. You know, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, I locked my keys in the car. Oh, shit. If you got $400 to just throw around like that, like I just leave that sitting on the seat next to the hamburger wrappers, you probably aren't that concerned about losing it, I wouldn't think, but... And he was on his phone the whole time. He was on his cell phone. You would think like he would know someone. He could have called instead of banging on my door to get me to drive him back, to drive him to his dad's place. I don't know. The whole thing was fucking weird.
Yeah. It's almost like you need to diagram this on some sort of chart so that I can follow it. I need a flow chart.
Yeah. Well, all you really need to know is Black Paul tried to steal my money. and he didn't get away with it. Well, he did. I mean, he got away with trying, but he didn't get my money. And I haven't seen him since, but I'm a little worried that maybe the whole thing was he was trying to case the joint.
Yeah.
But if he was, I think he would have gotten a gander of the fact that we don't have shit in here for him to steal. So
yeah.
I think we're probably safe.
I noticed when roommate Mike left, he took
everything. Everything's gone.
Like when I was here the first time, there was at the very least a couch and a TV.
Yeah.
And now there is no couch and no TV. Yep. But the video game systems are still there.
There are a bunch of books now. That's John Kay's influence.
Okay.
Yeah. He reads.
John brings the culture.
Well, yeah. He reads. He's gay. He's not actually gay. In fact, I met a girl. He put it in tonight.
Wait, what? Did he put it in her tonight or did you meet her?
No, no, but I met her tonight, but no, he put it in her on a different night.
Both would have been the best answer, but...
But I don't think... Well, if he put it in her tonight, he's a goddamn ninja because I missed it.
Is that how
it must have been when I was in the bathroom? My God, you should have seen the bathroom at this bar I was at tonight. It's ridiculous. It's like a walk-in closet with two urinals way too close together
and a rack full of clothes.
And they're not the kind. You know how there are the kind of urinals that go up the wall. You know what I mean? Like there's a little basin at the bottom, but then the back of it goes up the wall, and the flusher's like on the top.
Yes. Yep.
No, these were like. These looked like bicycle seats almost, but hollowed out. Like it was just a little like bucket sticking out of the wall. Oh, like just a porcelain bucket.
Like you're pissing in the sink?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was way too tall. It was like 5 feet off the ground. It was ridiculous. It must not have been, but it had to have been like 3.5 or something. It was ridiculously high. And so there were two of those like within like 2 inches of each other. Then there's a stall with no door, because if there was a door, you wouldn't be able to fit in it. And the whole, everything's way too close together. And so I went in the stall when I went in there because I, didn't want to stand there with my dick just out in the open air. And then a guy came in when I was washing my hands, and I couldn't leave the bathroom without like bumping into him. It's so tiny. It was ridiculous.
What bar was this?
It's called Duke's.
Okay.
It's in downtown Grand Rapids.
Awesome. I was actually telling the story before the podcast started, but I'll tell it again because most of you weren't here. I've been to Duke's twice. The first time I just barely missed, and I got to hear about it later, how some guy got super drunk, naked, ended up in the dishwasher somehow.
Nice.
I think it started, he was in just his underwear. I'm slowly remembering parts of the story. In his underwear, in the dishwasher, the dishwashing machine or whatever they had to wash. Right.
Whatever they got going on.
Yeah. Yeah. And they told him to get out. But instead, he just took off his underwear and was naked in the dishwasher.
Why wouldn't you be?
And then they said, well, now you can stay.
This would be a great story to tell all our customers. Yes.
Yeah. So right.
Very welcoming.
Yeah. So the next time anybody goes to Duke's, be sure to ask about the naked dishwasher guy.
Well, this makes me feel kind of good about going to Duke's because, you know, I recently have had some drunk adventures and it sounds like they're pretty accepting of the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. I think Duke's is probably pretty conducive to the sort of drunken debauchery that at least the first week or the second week you went out. Was the first or the second when you ended up crashing the slumber party?
Second week was blackout night, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was good times. Have you ever blacked out at a slumber party?
Not at a slumber party, I don't think. I actually... I blacked out for the first time really recently within the past year.
For the first time?
For the first time.
Somebody is showing some discipline.
Discipline or...
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Or you just don't know how to drink.
Yeah. That could very well be the case.
You're doing it wrong. You're not supposed to remember everything.
Fair enough. So I was at a tiki party last summer.
Okay.
And they made sangria.
Ooh.
Which I had had before, but never in mass quantities.
Right.
So I wasn't aware of exactly how alcoholic it was and how fast it would get you drunk and how you don't really realize it until it's way too late.
Yeah.
So I had the bright idea to play sangria pong.
Okay. Yep.
God.
And during the game, everything was fine. Then after that, at some point I ended up in a pool.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't remember a whole lot about that.
Was there a pool at this particular gathering?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
I didn't end up in a stranger's pool, unfortunately.
Well, I would have.
But yes, I don't remember getting into the pool. I remember being in the pool briefly, and then I was in my car. My awesome girlfriend was driving me home because I was in no shape to even be functioning as a human, let alone driving.
So I take it she didn't play any sangria pong.
She did, but she didn't take it to the extent that I did,
I don't think.
But yeah, I think we pulled over no less than 3 or 4 times for me to throw up on the side of I-96. So
nice.
That was my first time, like, stop the car, I need to throw up multiple times. So... It builds character,
I think. Well, I've done the stop the car, I need to throw up, but I wasn't blacking out at the time. The two are not necessarily related, the blacking out and the throwing up. Well, I guess they are because I had blacked out the night before. That was a hangover throw up.
Well, there you go. So are there any plans to continue the drunken adventures, or at least?
I ended up at a bar tonight, but that was more coincidental. Like, John had asked me if I wanted to go out, and I said, oh, well, it's podcast night, I got to be home. around 11. And he's like, oh, well, we'll just come home by then. And I was like, oh, sweet. And then we ended up being a little bit late. But so that wasn't really planned. And I'm kind of done with the walking to the bar thing, at least for the time being, because it's just costing me money.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And speaking of drinking, actually, yesterday was a well-known drinking holiday.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's right. The National Day of Prayer. Mm-hmm. And like many others, I celebrated by getting blackout drunk and throwing up on the side of the highway. Actually, no, I didn't do anything, but
I did not drink at all yesterday because I like to buck traditions.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So what are you guys' thoughts on the National Day of Prayer?
I don't know anything about it. I didn't know it was the National Day of Prayer.
It was declared, I think, as far as...
By who?
The president and Congress.
Okay, why not?
It was Cinco de Mayo, National Day of Prayer. Really? It seems like poor planning.
Yeah. Well, I guess anybody who would be interested in the National Day of Prayer will be praying for the souls of everyone who's interested in Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That does make sense now.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you for shedding light. Yes, that's true.
I'm looking at the volume levels here, and I'm in for a treat later.
Oh boy!
For some reason, the right channel keeps just going in and out on the computer.
Oh,
yeah, it's crazy. But I think I can handle it. I think if nothing else, I'll just only use the left channel, and it'll be mono this week. So
that'll work.
That computer.
Yeah.
And any of the listeners who want to complain, just suck it up.
Yeah, suckers. So, Ryan, I barely heard anything out of you so far.
Hey. Yeah, what's up with you this week?
Oh, last night I got wasted.
Really?
Nice.
I don't know if I told this story, but way back when...
If it was last night, you didn't.
Way back when, Aldi, myself, and Kyle were drinking, and I was drinking the Sailor Jerry's rum.
Yeah.
Because, I forget.
Because I bought it and I wasn't going to drink it and yes. I gave it to you and you were getting trashed on
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
I've never even heard of that. It must be awesome.
It was a giant jug and it has like little pictures that look like sailor tattoos on
it. Yeah.
Is there a Sailor Jerry?
I think, at least, a
cartoon depiction of him. I'd love to see that.
I think there's a picture of an old man on the back, like a photo, and that was Sailor Jerry. He's guy who, like, I guess he designed tattoos, like old sailor tattoos.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a giant jug of rum. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you got wasted.
So Aldi thought it would be funny to, let's do it again.
You got another jug of Sailor Jerry?
I didn't get the jug. I only got a fifth, but...
She's pregnant.
I was going to get... Well, for myself, I was going to get like a pint, maybe a half pint, but the store I work at where I purchased it, we don't sell pints or half pints because they're racist.
Okay.
We don't sell any of that. 40s, double deucers, single cigarillos, all the ghetto stuff.
But you do have an extensive wine section, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. But anyway, so I'm drinking it and I'm drinking some beers and I'm being very... responsible until I'm out. I black out and there's video of me singing along with music totally delayed. It's crazy. It's like, is the audio off on this video? No, that's just you. And apparently Aldi and I were getting it on last night. I don't know how the fuck I did it. I was gone.
But from behind, I'd imagine.
From what she tells me,
he was on top.
Squishing that baby.
I was telling her like what to do and why and to do it that way.
Why is the
why
funny
I liked
part.
It that way. And I wouldn't shut up about it during like this is why I like this that way, like slow, because I can't really feel this part of my body in at the moment.
This is all really good and here's why.
Yeah. Nope, slower and all kinds of and I don't remember and I felt like shit today, so I'm gonna.
Do you have video of that too, or just singing?
No, unfortunately,
can
not.
Can we put that on YouTube?
Say, put both on the forums, but
I need like a video camera in my room.
I'll just put a little
up to the clapper, like you know.
I'll put a little black bar over your junk, and we'll put it on YouTube.
Yeah, but the video is horrible that we do have. It's I don't know if you've ever gotten high and videotaped yourself.
No, what? No, never.
Nope,
never. It's like when you get drunk. And you videotape yourself and you watch it again, you're like, oh, that was silly. But
I don't think I've actually done that either.
Oh, when you get high and you watch yourself, it's the most, you just want to kill yourself. It's the most embarrassing. There's no excuse. Like, like you're high, sweet. But you, when you're high, it's like, you know what you're doing. You know you're being silly and all these crazy ideas and thoughts are going through your head. And you can choose to express them and look like an ass or kind of hold back and just kind of...
Right.
You know. I can see that.
Does that make any sense?
I can definitely relate to that through stories that I've heard from other people.
Uh-huh. But, yep. Yeah. And
the thing is, though, if you get high and watch videos of you when you're high, then it all makes sense again.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. That's like...
Oh, no.
That's like a feedback loop. It just gets crazier and crazier. Like, I'm high. I'm thinking crazy things already. Now I'm thinking crazy things about the crazy things I thought last time, and it just keeps going and going.
Yeah.
And then your head blows up.
Yeah. Or it implodes and forms a black hole, and then everybody else gets sucked into it.
Speaking of everybody else getting sucked into it, any comments on the Twitters or the
Facebooks?
Oh, my.
You really just
like
want to get right into it, don't you? Somebody's a show director. All right, let's see. Today I said podcast night. Special guest Duve will be joining us tonight. Any questions?
Special in quotation marks.
No, actually, there were no quotation marks. Well, I was not being snarky. And then Gavin Allman says, what is you guys' type? I assume he means of women.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Anybody want to start?
Oh, I'll start. My type is a gorgeous woman with great cuspid.
Right. Saggy skin.
And fuck off.
Lots of wrinkles. Maybe some gills.
Yeah, yeah.
Like kind of a sea hag sort of hair.
I saw a photo of a hippo with its mouth
yep.
wide open, and it looks like a vagina, like...
Jesus Christ,
what
dude.
I picture all these moms to look like.
Yeah.
Like, at first I was like, ooh, but then I was like, wait a
Do you think
minute.
All these moms has those, like, stump-looking teeth?
Yeah, just those two teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. Mm. Oh. But, yeah, fun and great cuspids.
Okay, so your ideal woman is a set of dentures and like a handful of confetti.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Dave?
Oh, man, let's see. Well, you can't be too skinny. You need some meat on your bones.
Mm-hmm.
You also cannot be too large. Not too much meat on your bones.
Mm-hmm.
Cuspids are not as important.
No. Molars, though.
Molars?
Yeah.
Molars get the thumbs up. You cannot be stupid, obviously.
Nah.
Girls who are into, like... Well, actually, I can make this really easy. If you were super into the royal wedding and the various hats... and dresses that were showcased in that royal wedding, then it's probably a thumbs down.
Oh, man. Sorry, Orion.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sweet. So I don't know that I guess I sort of have a type, but it's like, but if you like looked at the girls I've dated so far, I don't think you'd be able to figure out what it is.
Yeah.
Because it's really pretty relaxed. Like, I guess I have a type, but it's none of the things are deal breakers or anything, you know? But I think my type, I suppose, I think type typically, actually, you like went off on all kinds of personality shit because you're gay.
Yes, that's true.
But I think type typically refers to like physical stuff.
And you have to be a man.
Yeah, and you have to be a man.
Yeah.
Penis
yep.
required. I think my type, I typically go for brunettes, I think. Which is part of why I think if you looked at who I've dated so far, you wouldn't get that because one of them was a redhead. No fat chicks. Nice butt. Gotta have a butt. If you have if you have no butt, that's like a bit of a deal breaker.
That's very very
no close. Mom it's butts.
Like, yeah. You ever watch Lost? You know Kate from Lost?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I actually think she's pretty hot, except she has absolutely no butt. It's just gone.
And that is sort of a deal breaker.
Yeah, it's like, what's eat a burger or something. Yeah. Like, what's going on? Why are you, work that butt out or something. Like, you know how sometimes I've heard people say, like, if you don't have big boobs, like, well, if you do some pectoral exercises, like, you can kind of pad it out artificially. Well, do something like that with your butt, girl. Damn. Nobody's going to want you like that. Nobody. what was I saying? So my type, brunettes, not fat.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah, that has, white chicks typically, because I'm a racist.
No darkies.
Yeah, you know, if it's the right darkie, it could work. But well, she'd have to be okay with me referring to her as the right darkie.
Yeah, I was gonna say yeah. She'd be interested to hear this.
But. Right. So the thing is, that's probably not a lot of them, and by them I mean blacks. A nice Hispanic is kind of a middle ground, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. It's just
like a training black.
It's like just shy enough.
I feel so ethnically sensitive when I'm on this show.
It's just, it's like just white enough not to make me throw up, but still like ethnic enough to make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I could go for a Hispanic.
Good
Asians enough. Asians would be fine, except that I'd be worried about like the hive mind that they would be like plotting against me. Okay. Uh-huh. You know, like when they leave my apartment to go back to the Asian mound, uh-huh, that they live in, like in between the cracks in the sidewalk. Because they're insects. Oh man. Welcome to KKCast. Doom. Where are we talking? Let's next Facebook. Yeah. Paul T. Schoenk said a bunch of clever stuff about Bin Laden. He said, "With Obama Bin Laden dead, is our national security any safer? Is our relations? Yeah, with Pakistan broken past repair now." I'm either reading this drunk or he wrote it drunk. Or both. Probably both. And if Osama wasn't armed, was it right to, just kidding, what's Dave's favorite video game character of all time?
Oh, God. Oh, curveball at the last second. Favorite video game character of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I hope it's Kirby.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Those angry eyebrows, though.
Kirby's up there. I think I have to go with, I got to go with Mega Man. I have to go with Mega Man. Yeah. One of the first Nintendo games I played was Mega Man 2. Very, very nostalgic. Holds a place in my heart. And when you can get weird upgrades that change the color of your outfit, and you can throw fireballs and ice balls and electric balls.
Yep, all kinds of balls.
Maybe that game wasn't as clever as I thought.
It's just balls. They should have just called it balls. Did you know that Mega Man was very nearly named Rainbow Man?
No, I absolutely did not know that.
It very nearly happened, which would have been pretty messed up.
That would have been emotionally devastating.
Of course, I think a lot of people know that in Japan his name is Rockman, mm-hmm, but he was very nearly named Rainbow Man based on the fact that he changes colors.
Oh, okay. That makes sense in a gay sort of way.
Yep. So gay pride parades could have had an entirely different mascot if they have a mascot already. Do they have a mascot, gays? Is it just the rainbow? Is it the Lucky Charms guy?
Lucky?
Yeah, Lucky, I guess his name is Lucky, isn't it? It's kind of weirdly redundant to call him the Lucky Charms
guy. I never thought about that.
He's an adult who loves rainbows and hangs out with little kids all the time.
Toucan Sam's beak is kind of like a rainbow.
That's true.
Yeah. Basically, I think cereal is gay.
The more you know.
Taste the rainbow indeed. Next one.
Yes.
What's the next thing? Marleykin says, do a sperm of the moment. Yep. That's a Freudian slip, all right. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say sperm of the month.
Join the sperm of the month club. Do a spur of the moment. Orion explains it all. Orion, explain why diarrhea hurts. No, burns sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Why, Orion, why?
It just does, man.
And that has been Orion Explains It All.
Oh, Marleykins, why?
Oh, why does diarrhea burn?
The only time I can ever recall diarrhea burning, and maybe I'm in the minority here in that it hasn't burned that many times, but the only time I can remember was the time that Orion and I went and ate those atomic wings or whatever.
Yes.
Super duper hot wings. It was like I was shitting the hot wing sauce just right back. Like it didn't get digested at all. It just went straight through and came out my ass.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah,
but yes, I would guess spicy food. Mm-hmm. We could conduct an experiment. We'll each eat foods of varying spiciness, and then we'll eat some chicken that we leave out on the deck overnight.
Okay. to incite the diarrhea.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yep. And we will get back to you on that, Marlikins.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not going to happen. Miss Nick says, where is Mr. Kassane? He's actually in the other room.
He's in his room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's
reading.
He just yelled, but you couldn't hear it. Hey, John, Mr. Book Reading Guy.
John.
Come here for a second.
Shout out to Miss Nick.
This is not John's official first episode, but here is John. Say hi to the people.
Hello, Miss Nick. I love you. Marlikins, you're all right.
Wow.
What have you done?
Not only John's first episode, but John's first sick burn.
Yep. No.
No, I take it back. I don't love you, Marley. I mean,
you don't remember who you love or who you hate.
That's rough.
John Kay's heart is a whirlwind of emotion right now.
Oh, can we squeeze Remus and make him make sound?
Can you make Remus make sound?
There's just been a suggestion to torment the cat to make him make sounds for your enjoyment.
Yeah, I really can't tell how much of this is getting picked up on the mics.
Oh, yeah.
So what we're going to do now is torture the cat for your amusement.
I'm making Dave run the show this week.
Hi, everybody. Yeah. This is...
Dave was the one that decided we were going to read from the Facebook, and now Dave is the one who's deciding what we're going to do with the cat.
This is I Just Had a Gay Cereal.
Right, yeah. Dave is gay, and cereal is gay. Cereal is the international symbol of gay.
Right.
Which is why I have Cracklin' Oat Bran in the kitchen.
That's true. Right. That's also confirmed.
All right, time to play the cat.
All right. This is Playing the Cat with John Kassane.
Doesn't seem to be working.
That's a no-go so far.
Nice.
Oh, I thought you just squeeze it like a bagpipes.
Like a squeezy toy?
No good.
This has been...
Jesus Christ.
This has been Cat Talk.
Come on, Remus.
Next week. Cat Talk.
Be sure to tune in next week for part two of Remus Speaks. Be sure to tune in next week for the thrilling conclusion of Remus Speaks. So it looks like I'm driving the bus now.
Right, yeah. I think there's one more on the... Facebook. The Facebook says he is probably too busy getting his bone on. That's referring to you, John.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's where you are, is too busy getting your bone on. That was Marlikins that said that. Sounds jealous to me. Yeah. Yep.
Now I like her good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She so wants you.
Did you hear that I told the listeners that I met a girl that you put it in? I'm not going to name names.
Oh, she was at the bar, though.
Yeah, yes.
Not the bartender.
No, not the... Well, unless...
No,
not yet. yep. Okay. Well, actually, even though Dave's running the show, there's some Twitter stuff here.
Oh, sweet.
And John just backed away.
Before we get into that, can I ask?
Oh, okay.
When you met this girl, did John introduce her as the girl that he put it in?
No, actually, before she showed up, I knew she was coming, and I knew he'd put it in.
Oh, okay.
And I was talking about it a fair amount.
Damn, that would have been so
But
great.
I was proud of myself for not mentioning in front of her that he put it in.
Well done.
Yep. So, pretty good with the self-restraint.
I don't know if the listeners can hear me, but we did mention that I wrote a song about your ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, we talked, you probably couldn't hear most of that. John just said that I did mention that John wrote a song about my ex-girlfriend's vagina when she was still my current girlfriend, and then I performed it, so.
Is there any recordings of this song?
Yeah, it's actually in the forums. Actually,
what?
Just for the fuck of it, I could probably pull it up right now.
Yes,
it's
the greatest song.
It's called Honey Pot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Me and Orion will fill while you pull this up.
Okay.
Orion,
yes?
can you explain why cats don't make noise when you want them to?
They think this podcast is gay.
All right, enough filling.
Here we go. It's kind of like a Mega Man level.
Yeah.
small till it's in your face. Symmetrical and worth the chase. Down with the treble and up the bass. Winnie the Pooh's receptacle. Ain't nowhere near as mystical. Oops, I think I'm in mystical. You China shop me frisky bird.
Oh my god, the fine craftsman's handprints on your walls. Peas and pods and honey's home is within your halls. Rock and roll, hold my soul. I'm leaving town, could you please hold my ball?
Yeah, the rest of it's just meowing.
Awesome.
Yeah,
now it fades out.
So yeah, John wrote that about my girlfriend's vagina. and I sung it.
Your friendship has never been stronger.
It was a combined birthday gift. It was. Yeah, I think she appreciated it.
I'm trying to think of some real world situation where I could use the line, I'm going out of town, please hold my balls.
Yeah, I'm leaving town, you please hold my balls? Yeah. Okay. I had no idea. I just sang that's, it because you
that
is it.
That's the best mistake ever, if that's true. John just said the line was supposed to be, I'm leaving town, please hold my calls.
Right.
But I think that the ad lib adds so much more.
All right, so why did that happen just now? I remember I was going for the Twitter, and then Orion's like, stop everything. Let's talk about balls. I forget, actually, what was going on.
Jesus,
I don't remember. We all should have drank before the show.
Yeah, well, I did, so you guys are behind. I guess to the Twitter, then.
Yes.
Since nobody recalls what we were doing. Our buddy Devin says, well, he says, Duve returns. I've got a question. When are we going to get another Let's Play?
Hey, that's a good question. When are we going to finish the first Let's Play?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Kyle.
Well, the problem is we'll have to play it all the way over from the beginning again.
I know. Oh,
and that's so annoying and frustrating. But at some point, I would like to finish it. But it's just we'll have to play it all the way over from the beginning again, then cut like where we left off, and then try to be into it.
Yeah.
Which is annoying.
I think enough time has passed. Yeah. It'll all be new.
Yeah. So I don't know when that will be finished. When's the next Let's Play? And Dave has been trying to kind of get me to one with him.
This is true.
And I've been somewhat elusive, I think. You mentioned a game that you wanted to do. I watched the YouTube video that you posted, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe I just looked it up. But you mentioned a game and it looks pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's the game was called Incredible Crisis. It's for PlayStation. I played it, I would say, right around my junior year of high school, 1999. It's, from what I remember, and I didn't want to check out too much of it on YouTube, just so...
Right, you don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, yeah. But from what I remember, there's a group of bank robbers, and they rob a bank, but they're all dressed as wolves. And they are also all in a ska band.
Right.
And you have to, the whole game, the entire game is just a series of mini games. And I remember one of them is playing in a ska band along with these bank robbers dressed as wolves.
Right.
It's
that
so
pretty great.
I think it'd be really good for a Let's Play. And I think the status on that is that we're trying to find a PSX emulator that works.
I just got to figure it all out because any emulator past like Super Nintendo is kind of a pain in the ass because there's all kinds of shit with BIOS files you got to get and you got to set all this crap up because they're all 3D at this point, you know, and you got to set up things like OpenGL bullshit. I don't know. And they're all kind of weird front ends and command line things. And Jesus Christ, can I just double click on it and pick a game for fuck's sake? So yeah, I had a little bit of difficulty when I started trying to set that up, but I didn't get that far in trying to make it work, so I should probably try some more with that.
I do actually just remember really quick, there is one mini game where allegedly you're giving some woman a shoulder massage on a Ferris wheel, but it's you going down on her.
Sweet.
And that's one of the mini games. It's like, because what it is it's you have to find the right spot and hit that spot over and over and over. And in the American version, it's like, find the right spot in this shoulder massage.
Yeah. When you find the right spot, does a big G flash on the screen?
It stands for G. What a lovely shoulder massage.
It stands for good. Good job. Okay. So Gavin Almond asked on the Twitter, why are people so awful?
Because they don't listen to this show. And they're gay.
Yeah. I think, why are people so awful? I think there are just too many of them. They're just, you know, you have so many people, some of them are going to be awful. And awful ones are so, you know, they stand out.
That's true.
Like awful people.
They're not just awful, they're grumpy. And being grumpy is contagious.
Mm-hmm.
If people bump into other grumpy people and they're like...
You sound like a Ziggy cartoon.
Yeah.
But it's, yes, that is true. The awful people are a lot more memorable, I think, than the awesome people.
And it's contagious, like being Chinese.
Yes, exactly.
So then our buddy Devin again asks, your drinking stories remind me of mine. I guess this isn't a question. Like once I broke into the main Board of Water and Light building in Lansing to pee. To pee, he says again for emphasis. The Board of Water and Light building being like the power plant building, kind of.
Yeah. I would be interested to hear, how someone breaks into.
Well, when you got to pee, you got to pee.
That's
you
true.
Make shit happen.
That's true. But from what I remember of the Lansing Board of Water and Light building, it's more or less a huge warehouse, just one big room. And I would imagine they lock the doors. Maybe they don't. But it seems like all the windows were like a good 10, 15 feet off the ground.
Dave, when you gotta pee,
That's true. So he got his grappling hook.
Yeah, maybe he's just busted. Like he's got like a hammer or something. He's just busting certain bricks out of the wall so he can like get a foothold.
Okay, yep, that would work.
Then you get up there and you use that hammer to bust out the windows and over you go. Probably you cut your chest and your stomach up like flipping over that broken glass.
Yeah, so you're bleeding profusely. And then what you do is you basically do what you would have done on the outside, but on the inside and just piss on the wall.
Right.
Perfect. Yep. Well done, Devin?
Devin.
Devin.
Well done. Yep. Well done, Devin. And that is it for the Facebook and the Twitter.
Let's
Dave,
see.
What are we doing now?
We got Bin Laden, so that's exciting, right?
Yeah, I guess.
We're totally not sick of talking about it, as you could tell.
I haven't talked much about it because nobody's really tried to talk to me about it, but I don't really care.
Yeah.
Like, I heard about it, and it really wasn't... What was crazy to me, really, was I can understand being, like, you know, not being sad about it. You know, I can understand thinking it's a good thing. But it was just crazy to me how many people were like celebrating, like, yeah, man, we got him. He's dead. I don't know. I mean, not that I feel any sympathy for him whatsoever. It's just a weird thing to celebrate. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like the end of terrorism. You know, it's like,
right. Well, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Right back like where he left off.
It's fairly meaningless.
Yeah, in a way. That's how I feel.
It's not like you cut the head off and the rest of it just atrophies.
Yeah. I think a lot of people just wanted some reason to celebrate.
Yeah.
Just some reason to riot in the streets.
Well, he's a supervillain.
That's
it's
true.
Like he's the closest thing we have, well, we had in modern times to a supervillain.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you take him out, it's like, go Spider-Man.
Yeah. You think there's going to be somebody to step up probably immediately?
Oh, I'm sure. I don't know. I'm sure there are plenty of people to step up. Like who, you don't even really need anybody to step up into the same position, you know, to be like the face. I mean, in fact, it's kind of scarier if there isn't a face. You know what I mean? Like, because before there was somebody to go after. Now it's just a nebulous thing. Like, it's just there are bad people out there.
It's kind of terrifying, yeah. Huh.
So, yeah. Good times, Bin Laden.
Yes. Yep. So he's gone.
It is a little... Did you think it was at all fishy? I think it's a little fishy, the fact that they killed him and then immediately threw him in the ocean. Not to say that I think that is in any way an indication that it's not true. It's just a little weird. Like, I just feel like I would expect them to want to hang on to the body a little bit longer for something. I don't know, for some kind of verification or testing or something, but it seems like they just immediately were like, okay, that's done, throw him in the water.
It does seem a bit off, but I guess that was some sort of Islamic custom that they needed to
follow. Had to be done.
Yeah.
Because if we had angered the Islamic customs, then they would, there would be terrorists and they would come after us.
I wonder about that though, because wouldn't the people who would turn terrorist because we disrespected the corpse of bin Laden
already,
turn terrorist because we disrespected the living body of bin Laden?
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Yes, it does seem like anybody that we would have really angered to the point of us fearing repercussions are already out to get us.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, so.
Whatever, I'm not that political. Orion, what do you think about bin Laden?
Oh, I haven't read enough into it to where I feel like I can say anything. Because all these people at work that I, and on the Facebook, they just talk. And none of them.
Oh, yeah. I saw some dumb shit on Facebook this week.
And it's like, man, I thought you were cool. Now you just sound like you. So I don't care to, unless I'm really looking into it. And even when I read into it, I feel like I don't really know. And so I just, I don't care to talk about it.
It seems like with a lot of stuff like this, with covert operations and international terrorism, it's like, anybody who has a strong opinion either way, who is just like John Q. Public, you sort of have to take what they say with a grain of salt because there's just so much that you don't know
right.
for you to be able to have an opinion with there just being such a huge knowledge gap that it just seems like there's no way you could know enough about what you're talking about to have any sort of opinion.
Exactly.
Right.
And my opinion is down with bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
USA. I guess. USA.
USA rules number one.
USA. Wasn't there like a group somewhere that was just chanting USA, USA?
I think on lots of college campuses.
Yeah, probably everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's crazy to me. I guess it's not even crazy to me to be like, yay, we got him. It's just crazy to me like to be roaming the streets chanting USA.
Yeah!
Yes, yes.
I don't know. That's just weird.
That video of the guy on his... ATV with the American flag just shooting his gun in the air.
Woo!
I haven't seen that, but that's amazing. That's incredible.
Hundreds killed in celebration.
No. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. You don't know where
just
those
firing
are
bullets
going.
In the air.
What could possibly go wrong?
The next town over, just a whole preschool is taken out. Oh God. Those poor babies. Because babies go to preschool.
Yep.
You guys want to take a quick break?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, you looking for something to do with your boring, loathsome existence? Don't be an asshole. Join the goddamn forum. Go to ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum or click the link on the main page. Post your photos, post your stories. You got something you want us to talk about on the show? Post it in the motherfucking forum. Tired of spending your Friday nights alone? Get in the forum and make some new friends. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. Don't make me tell you again.
Welcome on back, diggity dogs.
We're back.
Yay. Guess what? I got a news story for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty good.
All right.
It's about rape.
Yes. I'm just kidding.
Bet you didn't see that one coming.
Mm. Curveball.
All right. So there's I guess I should read part of it. A Texas high school cheerleader who was kicked off the squad for refusing to chant the name of a basketball player, the same athlete she said had raped her 4 months earlier, lost a U.S. Supreme Court case appeal Monday. A federal appeals court ruled in September that the cheerleader was speaking for the school, not herself, and had no right to remain silent when called on to cheer the athlete by name. All right, I guess I'm not going to read the rest of it. I'll just tell you what happened. So this girl said that this guy raped her. This guy's on the basketball team. She's a cheerleader. She went to cheer for the basketball team, and there was a specific cheer for this player. And it was something like, I might even say in the article here, but it was something like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Come on. What was the guy's name?
Steve.
It was like Rakeem or something. Like, come on. It was like, no, really.
That's the best cheer ever.
It was like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Come on, Rakeem, put it in.
Yeah, well, he did, and that's why we're here.
That's the cheer, yeah. And so not only did they want her to cheer for her rapist, the cheer is kind of rapey. And she refused to do it, and she got kicked off the cheerleading team.
Oh, my God.
Then they were suing.
That seems like sort of an extra, you know, slap in the face there.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Not That's only horrible. Do you have to cheer for the guy who raped you, but it has to be a rapey cheer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she was cheering for the team. She just didn't want to cheer for that guy.
Yeah. 2, 4, 6, 8. You know you want it, bitch.
Yeah. 2, 4, 6, 8. Fuck me with lots of hate. Or, I don't know.
Yes, definitely.
So, yeah. So then they were suing. She was suing the school because it seemed logical to her that this is like a no-brainer. I'm going to win this case. I'm sure the lawyer that took the case was like, yeah, we got a real case here. And she lost because the Supreme Court decided that she was speaking for the school and not for herself. So it didn't matter that she didn't want to cheer for her rapist. The school needs you to cheer for that rapist. The funny part is, well, not the funny part, but the guy was not convicted of rape, but he was convicted of assault. So he was convicted of a crime, even if it wasn't rape.
Yeah.
And he's still on the basketball team. And she can't be on the cheerleading team just because she won't cheer for this rapist.
That's great.
That seems very awkward. And this is in Texas?
Yeah, Texas high school cheerleader.
That makes sense.
But I was going to say, this is one of those cases where they sue, and I never understand why. Like, you win. You're back on the squad with money. Like, where does this come from?
It seems to me like this would have been a no-brainer that she was going to lose this. Like,
oh, really?
If the case was involving the rape itself, like, you know, did this guy rape you or assault you? And yes, and I can prove it. Okay, yeah. But it was, hey, I want the school to give me money because they're making me cheer for a guy who assaulted me.
I think the issue is that they kicked her off the team.
Oh, okay.
That they wouldn't let her cheer. She didn't want to cheer for that guy. She would have just stepped back and just not done that cheer. But they kicked her off the team because she wouldn't cheer for that guy.
Hmm.
Because she wouldn't do the 2, 4, 6, 8, and who wants to rape my ass?
Yeah, and what I'm confused is, like, how do you sue over
that? I'm not sure. I don't know a lot about suing. Do you have to sue for damages, or can you just sue to be let back, like, on the team?
Is that, like, the emotional damage?
I don't know.
Type thing.
I have a feeling if they just let her... Well, I don't know about her in particular. Maybe she's an asshole. But if they just let her back on the team, that's what she really wanted.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure they could have at least settled for that. But I guess the school is so hardcore, they're like, no, fuck it. We're going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court.
Texas Court. Takes its cheerleading very, very seriously.
And it takes its rape very lightly. Yeah, yes. Yeah. No, rape, whatevs. He's good at basketball. Come on. I do think it's really strange that a guy... that she can be kicked off the cheerleading squad just for refusing to do this one cheer, but a guy who is convicted of assault can be on the basketball team, no problem.
Only in Texas.
Jesus. You're right.
Where
you know. I bet the basketball team all carries pistols. If they shoot the ball out of the air, if somebody goes for a free throw, nope, I don't think so. Bang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. The girl identified by her initials HS was 16 when she said she was raped at a party in her Southeast Texas hometown of Silsby in October 2008. She identified the assailant as Rakeem Bolton, a star on the Silsby High School football team. Wait a minute. Basketball, football.
No.
Uh-huh.
Football. Maybe he's on both.
Maybe.
Yeah, it would make more sense if he were the school's star athlete that's going to put Silsby on the map.
Yeah, and he pled guilty to a misdemeanor assault charge and received a suspended sentence. But no worries, basketball.
Yeah.
At a February 2009 basketball game in Huntsville, Texas, HS joined in leading cheers for the Silsby team, which included Bolton. But when Bolton went to the foul line to shoot a free throw, HS folded her arms and was silent. She said the district superintendent, his assistant, and the school principal told her she had to cheer for Bolton or go home. She refused and was dismissed from the squad. That just seems weird to me. Like, why not just let her stand off there for a minute? Like, seems like you're making a big deal out of nothing.
It is in Texas, apparently. It is in Silsby.
Everything is bigger in Texas.
Yes.
Yeah, including deals.
Except rape charges. Yeah.
This is a very big deal.
Yeah.
In Texas.
Except for rape charges. Rape charges are the one thing that's smaller in Texas.
Scale it down a bit.
Good luck deals. Even finding a rape charge in Texas.
All
They're
assault.
Microscopic. Yeah. So they've, but this is where it gets extra great. Federal courts have ordered her and her parents to reimburse the district more than $45,000 for the cost of defending against a frivolous suit.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, wow.
So, A, you've been raped. B, we asked you to cheer for your rapist. C, we kicked you off the cheerleading team when you wouldn't cheer for your rapist. And D, you now have to pay us $45,000 for not cheering for your rapist and being upset about getting kicked off the team.
Orion, what is the moral of this story?
The moral is don't sue Orion.
You should definitely cheer in when Texas. You know that you've lost the battle for your vagina.
Right. If you've been raped, be sure to cheer for your rapist.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
As long as if you find yourself in Texas.
Yes. Yes. Yep,
yeah.
Yes.
Don't get raped in Texas.
Yes.
I think that's the moral of the story. Don't get raped in Texas.
Because they will rape you three more times.
If you're going to Texas, don't bring your vagina.
There we go.
There we go.
Leave it at home.
Yeah.
They should send John Oliver to Texas to talk about rape.
To talk about rape. I don't know.
Rape is serious.
I don't know if that would work as well as the time he went to South Africa looking for racism, because the joke there was he couldn't find it.
Yeah.
If you went to Texas looking for rape,
you'll find it.
The joke would be it's on every street corner. Like you go to like the ice cream man drives by. And you go up to get an ice cream, and he's like in the middle of raping somebody, and he's handing you a creamsicle. That's just rape everywhere. Yep.
Wow. And then he charges you like $5.75 for the ice cream.
Yeah. Right. Like, so then it's like you're getting
double
raped.
Rape.
Yeah. I didn't think you could rape two people at once. Apparently you can. Thanks, ice cream man.
Everything's bigger in Texas,
mm-hmm.
including volume of rape.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you think there are any rapists in Texas prisons, like convicted of rape?
That's a good
point. Like, there might coincidentally be a guy who stole a television,
yeah.
but also happened to be a rapist, yeah. but was convicted for the television theft.
Huh. I don't know. We should see if we can get Texas on Skype and ask them.
There are probably rapists on the Texas Senate, or but not in their jails.
Yeah, yeah.
I was born there.
Really?
Yeah. So,
do you shed any light on this
culture? Do you remember a lot of rape happening?
No, but sometimes I just feel it.
Was your mom
in
raped?
My blood? Like, was my maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe. That my mom once said something about my dad being like asking her for things that she wasn't willing to give him, and I remember getting the impression that it was sexual.
Oh no.
Maybe it was rape.
Oh no.
Maybe it was rape.
Oh no.
And
man, I hope they both listen to this episode.
Awkward.
Uh-huh. Wow, that didn't come out good for either of us. Thanks, Kyle.
You got to keep it fair and balanced.
Right, like Fox News. Also rapists.
Yeah.
Do I need to say allegedly when I say things like that? I'm not sure.
Oh, man, we could be in a lot of trouble.
I don't know. I'll check with the H hat lawyer and I'll get back to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's Remus, the cat.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. That's his voice.
There you go.
There's a weird picture of a stuffed beaver or something on this webpage.
We should investigate that. Yeah. What is
a man off his rocker, it says.
From our homepage. Oh, that's right. Mel Gibson made a movie with a beaver puppet.
Is that Jodie Foster? With him?
It looks like her from here. So yeah, speaking of rapists, it looks like Mel Gibson.
Or Jodie Foster. I think Jodie Foster is a kind of a prolific rape victim, at least in movies.
In movies.
Yeah.
Yes, always being raped in movies.
And Mel Gibson is fist-fucking that beaver.
Yeah, so Mel Gibson has his hand up a beaver's ass.
Yeah.
Kyle, please tell us why.
Well, it says, The Beaver, review Mel Gibson talks to puppet. Drama starring Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster, directed by Jodie Foster. PG-13. It says... Oh, 91 minutes. From this distance, it looked like 0-1 minutes. It's a 1-minute movie. All it is Mel Gibson with a beaver puppet, and he says, bitch, you about to get raped. And then it cuts to the beaver neck deep in Jodie Foster. Okay. Thinking Mel Gibson is off his rocker is in no way an impediment to seeing him in The Beaver.
Continue.
In which he plays a man who is off his rocker. Given everything Gibson has done and said in the past year, this might be the only sort of role in which audiences would be willing to accept him. The surprise is the lovely job he does with it. He gives a performance of such pain and insight that he makes the case for himself as an actor again, not a public spectacle.
I will only go see this if he yells at the beaver that it's going to be raped by a pack of niggers.
Yeah. You're a pig. You're going to be going out in that. You're going to be raped by a pack of niggers. Indeed, this is the best acting he has ever done.
Wow. Really?
Better than What Women Want?
That's harsh.
And it's difficult to imagine how another actor more level-headed and even-tempered, which is to say anybody else, could have brought such reserves of sorrow and disappointment into play. Now, see, I'm looking at this picture of him with a beaver puppet standing next to Jodie Foster, who looks like kind of amused. And I'm wondering why this movie is full of such sadness, such sorrow, why it's so dramatic. I guess he's like losing it and he's talking to people through the beaver puppet and that's just really sad.
I gotta see this movie.
When he stumbles around a room all but suffocated by depression and looking for something with which to hang himself, he does not seem like a man walking on the moon. Well, that's okay.
Who does?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
I'm gonna start using that expression in everyday life. If somebody looks sad, I'll just be like, "Hey, Black Paul.
Yeah, Black Paul.
What's the matter? You look like you're not walking on the moon.
Yeah.
Is anything bothering you?" Or?
When Gibson stumbles around a room all but suffocated by depression and looking for something with which to hang himself, he does not seem like a man making tacos for his nearest neighbors. What? He is not visiting a foreign territory. Gibson has spent his career playing heroes, but his channel into self-hatred is direct. He plays suicidal depression without cuteness. I like to play suicidal depression with cuteness. I like to put a bow on it. Distance or any plea for sympathy, with nothing like the usual hint that a great spirit might be leaving us. He plays it with only unfathomable disappointment and exhaustion so that, under the circumstances, suicide almost looks reasonable.
Wow, the feel-good movie of the summer.
Yeah, what is with this beaver movie? I wonder if the beaver, like, shows up and drives him crazy.
Maybe the beaver drives him to suicide.
It's the impetus for his ultimate demise. Is Gibson showing us the character or himself in some combination of the two? You decide. But whoever that is on screen, it's the saddest man in the world.
Jesus Christ. God.
I gotta see this movie now. Holy fuck.
Well, it looks like whatever they did, it worked because now we all want to see this movie.
Yes.
Because
won.
Based on the review, it's nothing but sadness. But
here's a preview.
All right. Here we go.
I think.
Maybe.
Is Dad gone?
He's not gone, honey. We just agreed that it's better if we don't live together anymore.
I'm glad you kicked him out. What a loser.
This is the story of Walter Black, a hopelessly depressed individual.
This is the tiniest video ever.
The successful and loving family man he used to be has gone missing. And no matter what he's tried, Walter can't seem to bring him back.
What's that?
It's a brain. Mom says yours got broken.
So you can see that Walter is a man who's lost all hope.
I'm waiting for this beaver.
But he's about to find...
Oh, a beaver?
His voice.
I hope it has a silly voice.
Radio. Look at you. I'm sick. Do you want to get better? Who are you?
Jesus Christ.
I'm the beaver, Walter. And I'm here to save your damn life.
Jesus
Christ. Are you kidding me?
That was the beaver talking.
The person who handed you this card is under the care of a prescription puppet designed to help create a psychological distance between himself and the negative aspects of his personality.
This is a joke, right?
No, son. It's a fresh start.
I'm not talking to you, nutjob. I'm talking to Mom.
Good morning, all. As of now, Walter was resigning and putting me in charge.
He's showering with the beaver.
He showers with the beaver.
Mr. Beaver God. Wood chopper kit selling out in droves.
I've been very patient, but I want you, not him.
This man is a dead end. He's gone.
I fought for you, and I will continue to fight for you because I love you.
Right before she said that, she pushed the beaver out of the way.
When I was a little kid, all I ever wanted was to be like you. Then I got older, I just wanted to be anybody else.
No.
I kind of like this song. For what it's worth.
What? I would...
You start with a good part.
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
The beaver created PG-13.
Yeah. When that beaver started talking, like, that was kind of scary.
Like, oh, that, I'm was the beaver.
Well, I guess he kind of had a weird accent, but
I'm the beaver.
How terrifying.
Yeah. What I would pay money to see, even more so than the beaver, would be if someone were to take this movie and dub over all the beaver's lines, like all this serious shit about suicide and depression and mental anxiety with just silly nonsense and a silly voice, that I would pay to see.
I want a sugar sandwich.
You're right. You're right. I got to change my life.
I think we should play it again and narrate over it. Kyle, you be the beaver.
Oh, God. I don't. Okay. The beaver doesn't actually talk that much in the trailer.
Man.
Okay, you be Mel Gibson then. I'll be the beaver. And Orion can be Jodie Foster.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know if we need to play the trailer again for that. I don't. I'm Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh. My kids don't respect me, and I don't. I just don't know what to do with myself anymore. I'm thinking about killing myself.
Hi, I'm here to save you.
Hi there, beaver.
I'm a beaver.
Am I losing it? Did I find you on the side of the road? Because I think I might have from the trailer.
I found you on the side of the road. I was looking for a sugar sandwich.
That is profound. But I'm still thinking about killing myself. So.
Wanna play Nintendo?
No, I,
Want to build a house out of sticks?
No.
What does your wife have to say about all this?
Honey, you want to have sex? Oh, what is that beaver doing here?
I'm busy.
I don't know who you are anymore.
I love that beaver.
I like to watch.
That beaver is saving my life.
You're sick. You're a sick son of a bitch.
Now throw it in her backside.
All right, the beaver said so.
That I would pay to watch.
Okay. Oh, man. This is fun.
I would pay to see Jodie Foster take a dick.
This is fun. Yeah. Well, you, yeah. Isn't she a lesbo?
I just can't picture it. So it would be an. I don't know.
You think she gets double teamed by Mel Gibson and the beaver?
She might just get single teamed by the beaver while Mel Gibson cries in the corner. Judging from the trailer.
Yeah. Single team.
Yeah. That's actually, double team is kind of a funny term when you think about it, because like a team is already more than, so a double team sounds to me like it's at least a fivesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's, you got two teams.
Yeah.
And the chick.
Huh.
Getting double teamed.
You're so against being on your own team.
I can't stop staring at this stupid picture.
Of the beaver?
Mel Gibson looks retarded. The beaver looks angry and intense, and Jodie Foster, yes, looks bemused.
Yeah. That's, wow. Beaver.
No, I will not see this movie.
I might.
I will hear about it.
We should all go see it together, guys.
We should go see it together, and if it's really great, we'll just sit there and watch it, but if it's terrible, we have to just call it out.
Yeah.
We'll go see it before...
Yell show to beaver.
I want a sugar sandwich.
The moment the beaver shows up,
I'm here to save your life. I want a sugar sandwich.
Jesus. Okay.
All right.
We get any voicemails?
Kinda, sorta. Let's see here.
Hey Chad, it's Doof. I have good news. I just killed Osama bin Laden. I just killed him just now. So. I'll probably be getting some sort of award or something. They may even throw me a pizza party. All right, later.
Well, now I understand why you were asking about bin Laden earlier. Like first, you were looking for an in to brag about this accomplishment of yours.
First of all, great voicemail, caller.
yeah.
But yeah, we've pretty much touched on this.
Yeah. You killed him.
Yep, I did.
Yeah. So why did you then throw him into the ocean?
You know the game where like will it float?
Okay.
You know, I had a bet going and I lost the bet.
Right. Is this anything like Will It Blend?
Yes.
Like on YouTube. I've seen those videos.
We should have done that.
Yeah. We should have turned over his body to the Will It Blend guy on YouTube. If you haven't seen it, it's this guy on YouTube that makes videos where he puts things that don't belong in a blender in a blender.
I've only seen that on like, I want to say like, I thought Letterman did some stupid shit like that, but I've not seen Will It Blend on the internet.
Oh no, there's like a channel devoted to it. And it's so like this scientist looking guy. Like he comes out in a lab coat and he's got a blender. He's blended iPhones and all kinds of shit. So what we should have done is turned Bin Laden's body over to that guy and then found out if it would blend. My guess is yes, because I think everything he's ever thrown in that blender would blend.
Is this some sort of like industrial blender?
I think it might be some kind of weird viral advertising for the blender.
Okay.
Yeah. But whatever it is, I just watch it to see if things will blend. And they always will.
Hmm.
So
sorry, I was looking at that line. It said Gibson has spent his career playing heroes. I thought for a second it said Gibson has spent his career playing herpes.
No, heroes.
So how does this article end? I just want to see what do they have to say? What do they want to leave us with?
The beaver is a complicated experience that leaves us feeling implicated in our own interest in train wrecks, particularly the one on screen. Sounds like they didn't really like it.
So does that mean like it's a good movie?
Yeah. Or are they just talking about Mel Gibson in general?
I think they're calling it a train wreck.
So the movie's a train wreck, not Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson like...
It's fun watching this train wreck of a guy do this thing on screen.
Huh.
Weird. As someone observes in the movie, people love a train wreck when it's not happening to them. How strange that this movie should seem to be commenting on Gibson himself when it was filmed before his recent public scandals. Wow. So the beaver's been like on the shelves for a while. Like,
really?
It's been in the can and they've just been waiting. I wonder if like all that shit came out while they were like editing the movie and then they're like, oh, motherfucker. Okay. Maybe let's just wait a while for this to cool down.
Like any movie that had an airplane in it after 9/11.
Right.
It's like, our movie has tall buildings. We got to wait.
Right.
Our building has an airplane. We have to hold off on this.
I love the idea, though, that if that was the case, they feel like, well, we've all forgiven him now.
Well, I think we had to wait until we got Bin Laden, and then we can release the beaver.
Yes.
How could you hate that?
Now that we've got Bin Laden, all the world's problems are over. Mm-hmm. So, including like Mel Gibson's... you know, spousal abuse and whatnot. That was all Bin Laden. Mm-hmm. he was planning that. That was all Al-Qaeda. Those were Al-Qaeda operations.
Uh-huh. Al-Qaeda getting, blown in the hot tub?
Right, right. You should blow me! Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Where are we?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think I might be ready to call it quits on this one.
Fair enough.
Because I am a little foggy in the brain, and this is a pretty decent length. So I feel like we've covered a lot of good bases. We covered Black Paul, the beaver, rape.
Rape. We got to
Bin
rape.
Laden.
Things being gay.
You being gay.
Yes, me being gay.
Rainbows, cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Blackouts.
Blackouts. Yes.
All kinds of good stuff, guys.
Apparently, I need to strive for more blackouts.
Yeah. Yeah. Jodie Foster.
And the beaver. Yes.
And the beaver. Well, yeah. We already mentioned the beaver, but it's worth mentioning again.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It really, really is. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay. All right. In that case, you can send me an email at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can shoot one my way at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Don't write me. I hate you.
Okay, don't write Dave. You can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Or my favorite old standby, 61-MEET-5581. That's still how I dial in.
Mm. Okay. I just, I'm a vegan now. And I don't really want to promote that kind of barbarism. barbarism? Is that like being a barbarian or being a barber?
I think that's just cutting hair.
Yeah, okay. Never mind.
That's what he was going for.
Well, we don't want to promote that either.
Well, meat, mammals, a lot of our meat comes from mammals, which grow hair. It's part of one of their characteristics.
It's a sensitive issue.
Barbers cut hair. It's all intertwined. It's the circle of life. Hakuna Matata. Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, facebook.com/edgehat, twitter.com/edgehat, and of course the forums.
Voicemails.
I did that.
Send them. Don't do them again. Send them voicemails.
Oh.
Not you.
But we covered that. That was when you said 61 meat.
You're all drunk.
Right. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I thought I was drunk. You're drunk with power from me letting you run the show for a while.
Yeah, see what happens?
Yeah. And donate. Yeah.
Donate.
Send us all of your money. Every last yen.
Yes.
That's Japanese for dollar.
It's been fun. It's been great. I'm glad Dave could come over and hang out with us.
Me too. It's been a blast.
Yeah, we've had a good time sitting on the floor. Mm. So... good night
with that
and good luck.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Yeah.